to What's the Mood, where we talk all things mood and mindset, sleep, nutrition, chemical health, and leadership. I'm your host, Julie Berry, from the Illinois Human Performance Project, and we are so glad you're here. Today on What's the Mood, we have Becky Farians and Rebecca Price. Becky is a social worker at Wakanda High School, an advisor of the Youth Advisory Board Prevention Club, and liaison to Choose Your Path Coalition. Rebecca is the project coordinator of Choose Your Path Coalition, a licensed social worker, and also the director of prevention at Nakasa Behavioral Health Services. Okay, so welcome, Becky and Rebecca. So glad to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Cool. So I'm just going to jump right in. My first question is, like, I'm just curious, how did you guys get involved in the work that you're in? What drew you to the work that you do?
I can go first. So I have worked in social service setting since I was 24. My first 7 years of my career, I worked in residential care here in Illinois. And actually during my grad program for social work, my internship was through Nakasa, and I absolutely loved it. I wanted to stay, but there were no opportunities at the time of my internship when it ended. So I just was still at my other job. Bruce Johnson, he had reached out to me probably like a month or so after I left, and it was about this community coalition position. And he talked about how you'll be spending time in Wakanda, you'll be with key leaders in the community, and you're really working to drive down youth substance use numbers and also provide education. And I thought it sounded like an amazing opportunity. And so I said yes, even though outside of my internship, I didn't really have any experience in prevention or working with youth on that level. And so I've been with Nakasa since February of 21, and I've been with Choose Your Path that whole time. And truly what keeps me coming back to it is the people in Wakanda. They're a great group of people. They also have a really, this like connectedness amongst them, and you can tell that they truly, truly care about their community. So it makes my job 10 times easier.
Yeah. That's cool. Becky, how about you?
Well, for me, I was inspired to become a social worker from my high school experience, being involved in prevention work as a youth. Back then, I did Snowball and Illinois Teen Institute. And then I became a social worker and spent most of my career working in elementary settings up until about 6 years ago when I moved up to the high school. So I was really excited at the possibility of getting back into prevention work. And then, you know, as a result of getting involved with the coalition, I feel like things have kind of come full circle, and it's very exciting for me personally.
Yeah, that's cool. So obviously you're both in Wakanda, but just curious, like, how the two of you like met and have been connected.
So Becky was one of the first people I connected with when I took on the position, because at the time it was, you know, we had only three high school students in our meetings, and Becky was always to be there. So her and I have just been working together truly since I've started with the coalition, and we've just, like, these kids, I think, you know, Becky will say similar things, like their willingness to want to make change, want to be involved in other things, again, it makes the job just so much easier and such a joy to do.
Mm-hmm. Even like before Rebecca was on the scene, we had a committee formed in the community. So we were doing some coalition building prior to getting the grant. And I was invited to be in charge of having some students represent on that committee. So we would have two students come and sit on that for probably about 3 years before we got the grant approval. So once we did, and Rebecca was then installed on the coalition, it made it very easy to just leap into what more can we do. All of a sudden we had 11 kids that were interested that year, wanting to do whatever they could. And then this year they wanted to organize and make their own club and get even bigger. So,
yeah.
Very cool. So I know you guys kind of have your hands in some different things, but then also your paths cross quite a bit. So I'm just curious, like, and maybe it'll be the same thing for you or it'll be different, but what's something that's happening presently in your world in prevention or in Wakanda that is just like really exciting for you?
I'm just thrilled that we have so much interest with the youth being involved, like going from 2 students to 11 to 24 feels like it's happened overnight. And I'm just very inspired by the kids being excited and wanting to do things to make a difference. I'm really happy at the things they've decided to get involved in and the action plans that they've come up with and ideas for us to put forth in like our different kinds of media campaigns. What are we gonna focus on? They really care about what's going on, and they love that adults are listening to them. And I think that's just a huge untapped resource that we're tapping into.
I would agree with all of those things. I think just the amount of interest, especially with high school kids, and again, adults have a lot going on, but so do high school kids. You're learning, you're getting ready to go on to bigger, better things, but they make time for it. And I think that's what's really important. And then a second thing I can speak of for the coalition itself, we are putting on a training in February that I'm super excited about. We're actually bringing in, his name is Jermaine Galloway. He comes from Texas. He's called Tall Cop Says Stop, like that's his like tag. And we worked with the school district, Wakanda School District, and another coalition, Sustain, to bring him to Lake County. So I am very excited about that.
Yeah. I'm just curious, like, you know, the growth, the working together, the energy, students have something to say and adults are in place to listen and help, you know, like foster like all of this in a positive direction. Like, do you have any thoughts as to like how and why that happens? Or is it more like when the wave comes, you ride it?
I can say just from my standpoint that I think when you give youth, students, kids, however you want to say it, the opportunity to have their voice heard in any situation, but like in the coalition with a room of adults, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I think our kids, they feel that, they see that, and they're really proud of that. Like, hey, I go to a meeting where the chief of police, my superintendent, the director of the park district, they're all there mm-hmm. and they're listening to me. Mm-hmm. And the example I can give to that is when we were first starting out, we had a very long name and we had no logo. And so we had a branding committee and they came up with all of these examples. And the one that stood out the most to the kids was the logo that we have now, which when you first look at it, it's kind of like, oh my gosh. And it was like that to me, all those squiggles with the line coming out. I'm like, this is busy. Mm-hmm. But it was something completely different than what the adults had picked out. And when the students came to the next meeting and they expressed as to why this will resonate with youth, which is who our audience, the adults completely changed and they went with exactly what the students said. And so I think that's just a great example of if you give them the opportunity, they will take it and they'll run with it.
Yeah, echo the same.
Yeah, do you? That's awesome. It's like, I've been there. So it's like something's in the air in Wakanda and I'm just like, it's just really cool. Okay, so on the flip side, what's something challenging that's happening in your world in prevention?
I would say for me, in the world of prevention, I see just an epidemic of issues with vaping. I think the concentration levels of what they're putting in their vapes is crazy, ridiculous, dangerous amounts of things that they have access to that a few years ago wasn't a thing. At least it didn't, I didn't see it every day. Now I see a lot more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just echo what Becky said. I think just hearing it from the students too, like when specifically with the vaping, like the amount that it's happening, and it's kind of like, okay, how is this happening? Because it shouldn't be, but obviously ease of access and where they're getting it, those are all factors. But I think just with the ever-changing world, there's always something new. So right now it's vaping, and it's like we're really trying to get a handle on that. So who knows what's next?
I think too with vaping, that's the substance that's the most easy to sneak into school.
Yeah.
Moment. So that's the one that the students see all the time or most often when they're with their friends, and it's easy for kids to conceal it.
Yeah. You know, you have like a little bit of an audience here, people listening in, and I'm just curious, to someone who is listening, what is something that you've learned along this path that you're like, I think it's important for more people to know this. What would you say?
The first thing that comes to my head, like instantly, is like prevention matters.
Okay. Say more. What does that mean?
There's so much out there. And I think to parents, it can be overwhelming. And even to kids, youth, it can be overwhelming. I think that, you know, the best you can when it comes to coping or how you're dealing with things, try to find a positive avenue. Because just the substances and what you're putting in your body at such a young age, like, no, when you're young, you truly think you're invincible. I know I did when I was young, but eventually those things, they do catch up to you. And so really, you know, if you're wondering about something, like maybe go look it up, spend some time on the internet, figure out what it is before you decide to engage in whatever that may be, and trying to learn as much as you can. And then hopefully with that prevention, spread it to your friends. Like, hey, did you know that in your vape, there's actually formaldehyde? Or did you know that, you know, there's other toxic chemicals in there that will hinder your performance as an athlete or in school. But yeah, prevent, that's the first thing. Prevention matters.
What I would say to that would be, in addition to just being aware and more knowledgeable about what's out there in substance use, I think the biggest thing for me that kept me from getting into sticky situations as a young person was having good connections and friendships and having fun with people that didn't involve substances. I think those are the memories that drew me to the field, was having a good time and really enjoying prevention because it was fun. It was connected. We belonged to a group that had a purpose bigger than ourselves and felt like we were making a difference. And I feel like that hasn't changed for this group. I think they want to belong and feel connected and feel like they have a purpose, and we're giving them a space to do that.
That's really good what both of you said. I was just listening to like an expert in the field of human connection about belonging and how we are just hardwired for it. So even if we have to do something that is unhealthy to our bodies, we'll do it for a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
So to, you know, invest your life to helping cultivate, you know, environments where healthy belonging can occur is, you know, my hat's off to both of you, because I think that is, you know, if you asked me what prevention meant, I think that that has to be a big part of it, is helping cultivate healthy environments of belonging. That's cool.
Or as one of our members teased me about when I was talking about the different activities we were getting ready to do, and I'm like, this is the key to prevention. Team building? Team building is the key. Yes, team building.
Yeah, it makes
connection, sense. Connection is huge. And I think no matter where you are at in life, prevention, wherever, like, you need something, yes, where you belong, and finding stuff that truly is of interest to you, which again, I think sometimes can be hard for kids because you want to be with your friends and you want to do what they want to do, but do more of what you like. because in the long run, it's going to help you and you will be so much more thankful of it.
Yeah. All right. One last question. Obviously, things are just really awesome. Things are happening in Wakanda, and I wanted to just help shine some light on that. But this can be a personal response, a professional response, whatever you two choose. But what's something you're currently learning that's like fresh in your mind or fresh on your radar? Would love to know.
I mean, from a practical standpoint, I'm learning how to be a club advisor.
Yeah.
How to juggle all the pieces, make sure we've communicated well enough and gotten the details out to students so they can participate in as many opportunities as possible.
That's great.
I would say, based on the conversation I had with our executive board this morning, I'm currently trying to learn just how to, like, we do all this work in Wakanda and it is great work. I will toot our horns. It is great work. So how to kind of recruit more people into that and make it like a more of a quantifiable like time. So like not just saying like, hey, come join Choose Your Path because we do all these great things. Like, here's my annual report. It'll show you, but really getting specific, like we need people for this. And so determining what that is, but then also determining who those people are. That was a big discussion in our executive board meeting this morning and like what that will look like in the upcoming year. So that's what I would say.
That's cool. I'm learning to be content with like what my skill set is in the present day, knowing that I want it to be like better in the years ahead, but to still act and like take action and, you know, do things like this when I don't know everything about a podcast, but I know that there are really great people out there doing cool things like you guys that needs to be louder, you know? And so I can help step into that even if I can't do it perfectly. So that's something that I'm learning and I'm thankful has helped, you know, my path cross with the two of you. So I just want to say thank you for sharing a little bit about what's going on with you two in Wakanda. At the Human Performance Project, we're really thankful to be in relationship with you and just play a small part of all the goodness that's happening there.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity.
Yes, you take care. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.